Glad you could join us today. Last night, Ingham County officials clarified their next move regarding the Ingham Health Plan. Members of the County Commissioner's Health Services Committee voted to formally contract with the IHP and establish stricter spending parameters. The proposal will now go before the full 14-member Board of Commissioners for a vote, likely next week. For around a decade, the Ingham Health Plan has functioned as a health safety net, offering medical and other services to needy county residents who can't get medical coverage anywhere else. Last night's move came after months of indecision. Over $10 to $12 million in funds that have accumulated at the health plan. That happened after participation in the Ingham Health Plan plummeted due to the implementation of the Affordable Care Act in Healthy Michigan. The resulting confusion has triggered doubts and some criticism of the Ingham Health Plan and its administrators. Here to help us understand the committee's decision and what this all means for Ingham County is Commissioner Todd Tennis, who chairs the county's Health Services Committee. Thanks for coming in, Todd.
Thank you. Good morning.
Appreciate it. The Health Services Committee chose to send to the full Board of Commissioners here a proposal to continue its relationship with the Ingham Health Plan. It includes stricter parameters, as I understand it, that involve spending and oversight. Talk to us about those parameters and that oversight. What's in there?
Well, there's been a lot of confusion and a lot of, I think, miscommunication between the Ingham Health Plan and the county board for the last couple of years. And we wanted to make sure that we were getting the accurate data that we asked for regarding their membership, regarding their expenditures. And so this contract will essentially spell out that the funds from the millage that will go to the Ingham Health Plan can only be spent on medical services provided directly to millage-eligible residents of Ingham County. There are some members of the Ingham Health Plan that they're on the health plan, but they're not technically eligible for the millage reimbursement because they may be someone who is eligible for expanded Medicaid but missed the window to sign up and are waiting for the next window. And our millage language is pretty specific that it only can cover folks under a certain income who are not eligible for any other program. So things like that need to be clarified, and this contract will do that. So the other, I think, key thing in this contract is we're limiting the amount of the millage that will go to the Ingham Health Plan to no more than $1 million per year. And that reflects the fact that, as you said, their client base has dropped quite a bit due to the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. So as the Affordable Care Act has been implemented and phased in starting back in April of 2014, a good percentage of the Ingham Health Plan clients have been able to go to either the Health Exchange or the Healthy Michigan Plan, which is the expanded Medicaid plan. Thank you. And so we're able to reduce the amount of money that we're spending for the millage, and consequently, the next piece of this puzzle after we implement this contract will be, in my expectation, to lower the millage rate starting in 2016.
Mm. Well, it is fair to look at the health plan as kind of the ultimate safety net, correct? It's kind of how I presented it. That's how it's been explained to me over the years.
I mean, the Affordable Care Act, the way it was written, it leaves some people behind. It's done an amazing job in getting 600,000 people in Michigan signed up for health care that they didn't have before. But there are still some individuals who, based on the fact that they may earn a little too much money to qualify for Medicaid, even expanded Medicaid, or they have some other exemptions, are still going to be left out there. And estimates in Ingham County range anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000 people who will fit that need. And right now, the Ingham Health Plan membership is a little over 1,000. And so we think that, when you divide up 1,000 people into $1 million of expenditure, that's about $1,000 a person per year for health care. And that's, we think, is a pretty fair rate.
Well, the background is really important here, I think. What originally triggered this move was a growing surplus of funds accumulating at the Ingham Health Plan that appeared to be unnecessary in the post-Obamacare era, the post-Healthy Michigan era that we're in. Isn't the bottom line, Todd, that IHP today is sitting on $10 to $12 million public dollars with largely nowhere to go?
Well, yes and no. They are certainly sitting on those kind of reserves, but I wouldn't say there's nowhere to go. First of all, we expect that their medical expenses for this population will exceed $1 million, at least I do. So I think that we are, by entering into this contract, we're expecting them to use their reserves to meet the demands that this contract won't. So it also...
So you're cutting, you expect the public dollars from county residents to go down over time, and that the health plan will use the excess that they've built up to address any shortfall?
That's our expectation. That's okay. Right. That's my expectation anyway.
Okay. Commissioner Robin Nayer told me last night that she voted for the proposal, but with what she referred to as extreme trepidation. One of her biggest concerns is that the proposal would be retroactive to January 1st. Let's listen to Commissioner Nayer.
This contract is retroactive to January 1st. January 1st to when the board approves the final contract, which I'm expecting would be next week at our meeting. That retroactivity without audits and reviews of who they've served at this point, it can't be a carte blanche reimbursement of who they've served. And to this point, we've never seen accurate numbers from IHP.
This has been part of the kind of the background to this story, and you alluded to it yourself. Mm-hmm. Poor communication, a poor understanding of how many people Ingham Health Plan serves, and now and this plan would be retroactive, which is a concern for hers. Can you help us understand why that? And do you share any of that concern?
You know, I share concerns that we have been. Our staff and the IHP staff have been, from my perspective, kind of speaking past each other for the last years. So the commission would ask for data based on how much medical expenditures have you had. And the way we were phrasing those questions, IHP would sometimes give us numbers based on what they actually were spending. Another time they would give us numbers based on their projections, based on, you know, what their the services that had been provided but had yet to be billed. And so it seemed like we were getting all of these different numbers, and it was very confusing. And so part of this contract is to make sure that we agree mutually on one set of criteria when we're asking for medical expenses. And the only way they'll be reimbursed is if they satisfy that. And so I think this contract is very strong. We've never had a contract with the Ingham Health Plan before. They've never directly received county money before. The mechanism that they have used for their funding over the last decade plus is really their funding was primarily coming from the federal government. And that stream ended also due to the Affordable Care Act. So the millage was essentially being used previously to help pull down, to use as match to pull down more federal money and get more federal money into Ingham County to pay for this. That mechanism is done. And so now this will be the first time that we are actually giving money directly to the Ingham Health Plan Corporation from Ingham County. And this contract will be very stringent in how, you know, the requirements that IHP has to meet, what this money can be spent on, what it cannot be spent on. One of the caveats in this contract is we will only allow them to have a 10% charge for administrative costs. That's been another issue that has been a concern to many commissioners.
It's been a lot higher, has it not?
Well, depending on the numbers we've received, yeah. In some cases, it looks, when we analyze it, to be that some of their programs, their administrative costs were close to 50%, and that's obviously too high. Now, IHP has explained that, you know, as far as they're concerned, some of those costs in terms of outreach and enrollment is part and parcel of providing those services, and therefore it's really more of a medical service. But, you know, at the end of the day, we've finally said, look, we're going to pay for the medical services you provide, a cap on 10% of administrative fees, and an overall cap of no more than $1 million a year. We think that protects the county's interest, and we think that, you know, this this contract going forward. It is retroactive, as Commissioner Nayert said, beginning for 2015, and it'll go through 2016. But at the end of the day, they need to, you know, I guess, show their work. They need to demonstrate to the county what they've spent the money on in order to be reimbursed for it. And if they can't do that properly, they won't be reimbursed.
How many of those $10 to $12 million at IHP arguably unnecessary? How many of those dollars are county dollars?
Well, I mean, directly, zero. How many of them were generated from the county?
None of them came from
money?
The millage.
It's hard to explain, because essentially we're putting money towards state government. It's being matched, and then coming back in the terms of the DSH payments, the disproportionate share payments to hospitals that contracted with IHP to provide these services. And so it was, but a lot of it was generated from either the county at first and then from the millage. And so it's hard to be asking me a question I can't really answer. I don't know how many dollars exactly came from the county.
What do you say to skeptics, though, like Robin Nayert and a few others, who suggest that the Ingham Health Plan is simply too poorly administered an organization to continue working with? There was a proposal, I think, on the table as recently as last night to assign these responsibilities to the Ingham Health Department to bring this thing in-house, as Commissioner Nayert described it. What do you say to people who say we've got it is simply too poorly administered, the communication's been too bad, it's time to wash our hands of it?
I think that's pretty disingenuous to say that, frankly, because for those who have worked with the Ingham Health Plan for over a decade, for those who have participated in the Ingham Health Plan, I mean, it has provided needed medical services to thousands and thousands and thousands of Ingham County residents who couldn't get anywhere else. And not only that, not only was it you know, a good plan to essentially improve the quality of life and improve the health of Ingham County residents, it's also a plan to try and rein in healthcare costs. I mean, one of the main issues of expanding access to primary care is to reduce the strain on the emergency medical services system that we have, to have fewer people using the emergency room as their primary care, fewer people, you know, waiting until a health issue becomes a matter of crisis and therefore much more expensive to treat. And so this plan has worked very well, and the board of the IHP and their staff have had to deal with the most amazing and, you know, existential change in the healthcare system this country has seen, maybe ever, where with the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. And so they had to try and predict how the federal government was going to do this, how the state government was going to do this. And
could you say that they did a poor job predicting?
To say that someone was able to set aside a large amount of money in order to plan for any contingency, and then the contingency worked out that it wasn't as bad as they thought it might be. They didn't know if Michigan was going to expand its Medicaid services, or if once the lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act was partially successful a few years ago and said that states have the option of expanding Medicaid or not. So suddenly it was a question mark. Are we going to need this money to pay for these recipients in the future who may not be eligible for Medicaid? And we're facing that same question again at the state level, where we have a Medicaid waiver that has gone to the federal government that may or may not be approved. And if it's not approved, this Healthy Michigan plan, which allowed these roles of the IHP to drop, may go away. And all those people may come back to the Ingham Health Plan. And suddenly, those reserves will look pretty prudent, as opposed to this, you know, huge overage. So it depends on how you look at it. I think it's certainly, in terms of being a steward of public dollars, when you have a large surplus like that, there's a lot of pressure to get rid of it. And I think that this plan essentially does that over time, and also will provide a tax cut of over $1 million to the residents of Ingham County.
We've been talking with Ingham County Commissioner Todd Tennis. Todd chairs the county's Health Services Committee, and it would appear that a proposal that alters the operations of the Ingham Health Plan will go before the entire 14-member Board of Commissioners for a vote next year. That proposal would establish stricter spending and oversight parameters. Todd Tennis, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.